Halacha Dalet. Al pi haTorah choisam b'toy choisam b'simin chof beis hanal. This next halacha that we're going to learn now is based on chapter 22 in the Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph, which was discussed b'hilchas nizkei momoin halacha Dalet ayin shom. D'ze v'chinas mitzvah smakeh v'harchoka sachhezek mi beisoy. V'chulu ki sivne bayis chodosh v'asi smakeh lagecho v'loy sosim dom beisecho ki b'loy noifu mimenu. Rav Moshe Zal quotes the pasuk which we discussed earlier. Now, Kimavur Batoyranal. Rabbeinu Zal explains in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, She'azis digdusha zoichin al yidei naaseh v'nishma, that a Jew is zoiche to have the azis digdusha that he needs, to have the zealousness that he needs for doing mitzvahs and coming close to Hashem through naaseh v'nishma, by taking an attitude of I'm willing to do even before I understand fully. Shehu b'chinas toiru tfila, nigla v'nister, b'chinas bereshis boro, which Rabbeinu Zal in that chapter in the Likutei Moran shows how Naseh, Venishma, corresponds to Torah and Tefillah, or to the revealed portion of Torah and the hidden portion of Torah, etc. V'tzorech leilech mi darga ledarga. Rabbeinu Zal over there discusses the fact that a Jew has to constantly be climbing from level to level. Kitzrichin lehishtave lasos mehanishma Naseh. A Jew has to constantly be converting Venishma to Naseh. That which he didn't know originally, when he has to get to know it. That's called converting Nishma to Nase, or converting Nistar to Nigle. That which was originally hidden from him, to learn it, where it's no longer hidden, it becomes revealed. Va'oz yeshloi Nishma b'chinas Nistar gavoya mimenu. And when a Jew does that, he receives a higher level Nishma, a higher level Nistar. And then he goes to the next level, and he makes the nishma over there into nase, and he keeps going. In other words, each time a person learns a new level of knowledge, he takes something which yesterday was hidden from him and makes it revealed. And because he acquired this new level of knowledge, he got closer to the next level of what he doesn't know now. You know, which he's going to conquer tomorrow, and the next day, and the next year. Mm-hmm. And a person has to keep going like that, from level to level. Look this over there in the Likutei Moran very well. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, that whenever a Jew wants to go from one level to the next, he has to first experience a yerida before the aliyah. Ki hayerida tachlesu aliyah ayin shom. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there how the yerida, the going down, is a major, major part of going up. This is a major discussion over there in the Likutei Moran. Now Rav Moshe Zal says, v'zeh ki zivne bayis chodosh haynu k'shemagila b'chinas naseh v'nishma gavoya yoser. When the Torah writes that a Jew is going to build a new home, what it means, what it could be referring to, is the fact that a Jew will rise to a new level. Dehainu shenizgalu loy chidushei Torah. There becomes revealed to him new items in Torah. Umasig hanistar shebetorah. And he acquires an understanding of that which was not known to him previously. Ze bechinas sheboine bayis chodosh. That's also called building a new home. The Torah, which is the true wisdom, is called bayis. As the pasuk says, with knowledge you build a home. And the Torah is chokhmah. So when a Jew is involved in the study of Torah and chokhmah, he's building a house. This is why the opening letter in the Torah is a big bayis, which stands for bayis, because that's what you're doing in the study of Torah. You're building a bayis. Each time you're studying a new level of knowledge, you're building something. Gam bereshis hu roish bayis, kama shekos of b'tikunin. Rav Nosson Zal says that the Tikkuni Zohar teaches us that the word bereshis is actually a combination of two words, roish, bayis. The alkein kishimagia lenase venishma govoya yoser umasig hanista shibatoira. Therefore, when a Jew gets to a new level where he has a new nase and a new nishma, zebchinas sheboine bayis chodosh, he's building a new home. The Torah warns you should put a fence around the roof. Ki habayis kolu mi bayis valiya, because a house typically is made up of two floors. The ground floor, which is called bayis, and the aliyah, which is the upper floor, the attic, or whatever you want to call it. Rav Nosson Zal writes in parentheses, v'afilu bayis she'en po aliyah, yesh po karka habayis, v'gagchei shua tikru shelamala. And even a ranch-style house, which is only one floor, so what? You have that ground floor, and then you have the roof. If you want to climb out on the roof, that's the second level in a sense. V'zeh b'chinas nigla v'nister. And these two floors in the house correspond to what we're discussing about in Torah, that there's always a concept of two levels. The revealed portion, that which you already know, and the nistar, that which you haven't gotten to know yet. Shehem b'chinas Torah utfila, which are represented by Torah and Tfila. Rabbeinu Zal over there shows how the terminology that's used in Yiddishkeit for Tfila puts Tfila in the category of nistar, hidden. Ki ha-nistar b'chinas Tfila hu b'chinas aliyah sho'imed al habayis. Because what we're calling that part of Torah that you haven't learned yet, that which is hidden from you, which we're saying is compared to Tfila, that's the upper level, that's that upper floor in the house, which is on top of the house, which is on top of the ground level. Ki anistor hu b'chinas govoyo umaroimam. Because that which is hidden from a person, the secrets of Torah, are referred to as way, way, they're very high up. It's a level above me. Ukamai shekosov, as the pasuk says, ki govhu shamayim meyoritz, kein govhu drochai midarchechem, shenemra al drochav yisborach anistor meitono. There's a pasuk in Navi which we say in the Haftorah on fast days, that Hashem's ways and Hashem's thoughts are way above our comprehension. So we see that that which is hidden from us, we don't understand it, is referred to as above, at the upper level. The guf habayis shoymei bo, whereas the ground floor of the house which you're standing in, zevachinas hanigla, that represents the revealed portion of Torah, the knowledge that you already have. Bechinas ba'alil la'oretz. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, again, referring to the knowledge that you have already, that's referred to as the ground. V'ho'alil bechinas tefila. Whereas the attic, the upper floor, represents tefila. Bechinas nistar. It represents the level of Torah that's hidden from you. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, by Doniel, that during Daniel's time, Nebuchadnezzar made a decree that nobody was allowed to pray to any other thing other than to him. And it says that Daniel had an attic, the Kaven Psichen Lo Balioso, in his house. He had windows open in the Aliyah, in the upper floor, and there he would go to pour out his heart to Hashem. So we see that the Aliyah represents the place for tefillah. The Alkein, Kisharotsu HaChachomim Lahasig Halochois HaNe'elomois Mihem. Now Rav Nosson Zal answers an incredible question that we came across several times in our Mishnayis learning, where it says in the Mishnayis that when the rabbis wanted to go figure out whether they should make it into a leap year or not, or when the rabbis wanted to go discuss in the Sefer Shabbos as a Mishnah, very deep items in Torah, they would go up to the attic, Aliyas Beis Gurion, or Aliyas to this attic or to that attic. Why? Rav Nosson Zal explains, Shein b'chinas nistar etzlom, when the rabbis wanted to get to understand certain items of Torah which were hidden from them, olu al ho'aliyah ledarshan. The Gemara says they went up to the attic, to darshan it over there. Kemuva b'divrei Hazal b'Gemara, as the Gemara says in several places, Shehelu loy gimel meyos garbi shemen, v'yoshav b'aliyah v'darshan. Kemo shekosuv b'mishnah, v'elu min ha'halochai shamru b'aliyas Hananya ben Gurion. There's a mission in Shabbos where it says that these 18 items, you know, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, these are the items which there was a certain great rabbi, and they gave this rabbi 300 barrels of oil, which they took up to his attic, and there up in his attic, he darshaned these laws. Why? Because Rav Nosson Zal explains that the two floors in the house, the ground floor and the upper floor symbolizes the secrets of Torah. In other words, the upper level of wisdom, that which you haven't acquired yet. The Alkein Kosav Admor Zal B'Sefer Aleph Beis, and this is why Rabbeinu Zal writes in Sefer Hamidos, Shelodur Ba'aliyah That if a Jew has a choice to live on an upper floor or on a ground floor, for serving Hashem, better to live on the upper floor. Ki ikar hu avodah shel kol adam hu leilech midarga ledarga lefi b'chinosoi ulahasid b'chol pam b'chinas anister mimenu b'chinas tefila. Because the main avodah of a Jew is to be constantly going from level to level, each time trying to acquire that which was originally hidden from him. Sheze zoichin ba'aliyah yoiser. This type of thing a Jew can achieve more in a on the second floor than on the ground floor. Ki aliyah b'chinas tefila b'chinas nister. Because the upper floor represents the hidden part, meaning the next level. And this is why the Torah instructs us, make sure to make a fence around the roof. When a Jew is building a new home, which means he's getting to a new level, he's rising to a new level of Nasa v'Nishma than what he was on till now. Shezel b'chinas bayis va'aliyah, the bayis and aliyah represent Nasa Nishma. Azay tzrichim lizoher b'yoser lasos makel legagoy v'aliyosoy. He must be very careful to make a fence around the roof or around that upper floor. Shehu tig v'geder u'mechitza shelo yipol misham, which is a protection that nobody should fall from there. Kizeh yodua. Rav Nosson Zal says this is a known item. Shehabaldovor mizgarem oi bodom hoyla midarga ledarga. The Yetzirah works very hard against the person who he sees is not standing still. A Jew who wants to climb from level to level, he's one of the Yetzirah's best cut. That's a guy who the Yetzirah says he's a big fish. He's an attraction. I'm going to go after him. This is why the person has to be careful to put a fence around the roof in the upper floor, which means to set up barriers to protect himself that he won't fall. And the pasuk continues to say that you won't have any bloodshed in your home. The Darsh Razal and the Gemara says on that pasuk that this is referring to a few additional items also. Shelo yosim sulam re'ua b'tach beisoy, that a Jew is not allowed to have a shaky ladder in his house. Velo yigdal kelev ra b'tach beisoy, and he's not allowed to have a wild dog in his house, you know, an uncontrollable dog in his house, or a dangerous dog. Kaidei nasa v'nishma zoichin la'azaz dikdusha. Because Rav Enazal explained over there that a Jew who is constantly seeking new levels of Nasa v'Nishma, that's what gives a person Azus Digdusha. What's the connection? Because the Gemara says that when the Jews said Nasa v'Nishma, a million 200,000 angels came down from heaven and put crowns on the head of each Jew. One crown for Nasa, one crown for Nishma. Now, what is a crown? A crown is Simcha, because there's a pasuk that says the Simchas Olam al Roshan, that the Jews wear Simcha on their heads. A crown goes on top of the head. There's another pasuk that says the Simchas Olam al Roshan, and Simcha, Rabbi Nizal explains over there, is the source of Azus Digdusha, because there's a pasuk that says Ki Chedvas Hashem Hi Mauzchem. Joy with Hashem, that's your strength, that's your oiz, that's your Azus Digdusha. So that's how we see that a Jew who is striving to go to new levels of Nasa v'Nishma, to get those crowns, to get that joy, to get that Azus Digdusha. Shehu b'chinas koilois. And we know that one representation of this Azus Digdusha is sound. B'chinas, as the pasuk says, hein yitein b'koiloi koil ois. He gives forth with his voice a power, a koil oiz. V'zehu sheba yosim sulam ruah b'tach beisoy. This is why the Gemara says he should be careful not to have a shaky ladder in his home. Shelo yivgoim ba'azis digdusha. This means that the person should be careful not to mess up at all in this area of azis digdusha. Ki ho azis digdusha hu b'chinas sulam. Because this Azaz Dikdusha is like a ladder. Ki Ef Sholis Kari Galakadusha Valalois Midarga Ladargo Ki Maide Azaz. Rabbein Azal explains over there that it's impossible for a Jew to come close to Kedusha or to climb from level to level without having this Azaz Dikdusha, a zealousness and a guts. He's got to have the guts sometimes, you know, to be willing to go higher. As Rabbeinu Zal explains, proves there from a pasuk that Hashem has led you with your strength to a place of holiness. That sometimes it takes strength and gutsiness and chutzpah for a person to get himself into the next level. Now Rabbeinu Zal explains, because the truth is that both of these items are dependent on each other. Hainu, meaning, alidei hasogas nasav nishma shu klal hatoira zoichem la'azus. The more a person learns, and the more he keeps acquiring new levels of nase v'nishma, nigla nisdar, the more he's acquiring more azus, dikdusha. V'chein lehepech, alidei azus zoichem la'alois l'madrega gavoyes l'hasag nasav nishma gavoyes. And the reverse is also true, that the more chutzpah a person has, the more gutsiness a person has, the more he's going to be able to push the Rebbe to teach him more, you know, and to get more information and rise to higher levels of Nasa v'nishma. Kihem kluyim zebozeb, because both of these items are dependent on each other. Ukimavur mizeb mokam acharayim shom. As Rabbeinu Zal mentions in a few chapters on Likud Iman, 147, 271, she'en yoidim mehechon ha'ascholah. There's a lot of things like this in Yiddishkeit, where A depends on B, and B is dependent on A. So where am I supposed to start from? This is why a Jew has to be very careful not to cause a chalisha sadas to another Jew. How would you say chalisha sadas in English, the best word for it? Not to quote disheartening, you know, like a, not to to do anything to punch the air out of him, in a sense, you know, to weaken his initiative and his resolve. Huh?
Pop his balloon.
Makolshgein sheloy levayshoy. How much more so a Jew has to be careful never to insult or embarrass another Jew. V'ze ikar isor hechomor shelamal b'mpnei chaver b'rab m'shein l'chilek olam haba. This is the main thing that's wrong. This is the main crime in embarrassing somebody publicly. Meaning, because when a Jew becomes insulted or embarrassed, what happens is they become insecure. They lose self-confidence. They lose faith in themselves. That's the yochoil lipoil mimat avoidosoi viyadusoi shetluya basis tikdusha. And it's possible for the person to fall even from the little bit of Yiddishkeit that he was upholding, the little bit of good he was doing. By embarrassing him or insulting him, you can knock him off that, since it's dependent on Azaz Dikdusha. In order to be Jewish, in order to be Yiddish, in order to be able to go to a new level, it takes a certain strength. And by you embarrassing him, you destroy that. Ki ikar hayahadus tluya behischaskus. Rav Nosson Zal says the main success in Yiddishkeit of a person is dependent on his chaskus, in the person's ability to motivate himself, either to be motivated through other outside sources or to be self-motivated and inspired. Shehu bechinas azaz dikdusha. That's what we're talking about when we talk about this azaz dikdusha. It means a fire inside of a person that gives a person the motivation and the self-confidence and all the other ingredients that a Jew needs to be able to climb the mountain. Any person who's able to motivate himself and who's able to strengthen himself every time, even a drop, according to the degree that he's able to do that, relative to that degree, he's able to enter into higher levels of holiness. As the pasuk says, and that's what allows him to come closer to Torah and to Tefillah and to true tzaddikim. And the more a person learns and the more a person davens, That's what gives him more motivation and encouragement and the strength to move forward. And it's a cycle, it's an endless cycle. To the point where a Jew has the ability to reach up to very high madregas. L'bchinas nasa v'nishma gavoya b'yoser, to the highest levels of nasa v'nishma, im yizke lechazek u le'ameitz esat moitome b'choleis. If he'll have the ability to hang in there and to motivate himself and to encourage himself at all times, b'choleis, v'lihiyos az kanomer b'chol ha'bchinos. And to be tough like a leopard in all aspects. Hein sheyiloi azisikdusha keneged gufoi hamegusham. Number one, to have the toughness that it takes to stand up to his physical body. The body is making all kinds of demands. The body wants sleep. The body wants to eat now. The body wants to play. And he says, go jump in a lake. Tough luck on you. I have to learn now. I have to learn more, I have to fast. In order to become closer to Hashem, I have to abstain from eating. You want food? Tough luck on you. This is all part of this issue of Aziz Dikdusha, the ability to stand up to his physical body, Shehu Az Ponim B'yoser, B'inyone Ataydus, this body which has such a chutzpah, to be chasing after food, to be chasing after all kinds of stupid things, things that do harm to the person, excess food, excess sleep. That's one area of Aziz Dikdusha. V'hein she'iloi Aziz Dikdusha k'neged kol mine azei ponim shebedoer. And also to have the ability to stand up to all kinds of people in the generation who have chutzpah, she'hem klal ham kol hamoinim v'meisisim v'mefatim v'amatim iderechem eslamitoi. Which refers to people who serve as obstacles, instigators, and people who try to dissuade a person from coming close to the ultimate truth, from serving Hashem, with total purity and dedication. Ulehepech lehepech chas v'sholom. And the opposite is true about the opposite. Shayidei chalishus hadas kol shehu. By a Jew feeling the tiniest drop of lack of motivation, or the tiniest drop of somebody making him feel a lack of self-confidence, yochol lipoil bedaitoi. A person can lose it. Vaydeze yisrachek me'atoiru tefila. That could cause the person to drift away from Torah and tefila. Ukemoikein nechlash daitoi yoyse chasvashom. And the more he drifts away from Torah and tefila, the more he loses any confidence in his ability to ever return to Yiddishkeit. V'chein choyzer cholila cholila, and this feeds on itself. Ad sheharbe nochlu lagamri ayidei zedaika, to the point where there are many, many people who fell out as a result of this kind of situation. Val zeom razal, and about this the Gemara says in Kiddushin, v'chol yoyim yitzroi shalodom es gabrolo, that each and every single day a Jew's Yetzahara is trying very hard to knock him down. V'lmolei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yitzroi, choyenoifel biyodoi, and were it not for Hashem jumping in and helping the person would never stand a chance against this angel. Because the main ability of the Yetzirah to be successful by causing that person to lose confidence, where his confidence in himself isn't at a high, and his motivation isn't at a high. The canal, as we said earlier, and were it not for Hashem's help coming in the form of all the teachings of the tzaddikim in the past, where their teachings give a person incredible inspiration and motivation and self-confidence and everything, if not for that, who knows where Klal Yisrael would be? Al kein, therefore, ikar b'chinas hasulom lawis midargo ledargo b'chinas azis dikusha kanal. The main ladder that gives the Jew the ability to rise from level to level is this thing called Aziz Dikdusha. Gam sulom begimatria koil kemuva. It's brought in the Medrash that the word sulom in Hebrew is begimatria koil, which means a person's voice. Shehu ikar bechinas Aziz Dikdusha, which is one of the most important manifestations of a person's Aziz Dikdusha. Bechinas hein yitain bekoiloi koilois. He gives forth with his voice a strength, a power. His voice is a display of tremendous power. V'zeo b'chinas ha'sulam shero Yaakov Avinu b'mokim ha'beis ha'mikdash. This explains to us the ladder that Yaakov Avinu saw on the site of the Beis HaMikdash in his dream. K'moshikosu, as the Pasuk says, v'hine sulam mutzav atzav roish megi ha'shamayim avinu malach ha'lekim olim v'yodim boi. A ladder with its feet on the ground, reaching up to the heavens, and there are heavenly angels going up and down on it. Ki Yaakov b'chinas koil. Because Yaakov Avinu is the symbol of the voice, the sound. As the Pasuk says, Hakoil Koil Yaakov. The voice is the voice of Yaakov Avinu. Vizehu Hein Yitain Bekoiloi Koilois Roshe Tevois Yaakov. And this is why we find that this Pasuk itself, where it says he gives forth with his voice a strength, the first letters of that Pasuk spell the word Yaakov. Alkain Hu Daiko Ro'o Hasula Mutzavarza. This is why Yaakov Avinu was the one who was shown this ladder which goes up to heaven, this Azus Dikdusha. Where did he see this? On the site of the Beis HaMikdash. She'oimed al ho'even shesia, where the Beis HaMikdash is standing on the even shesia. Ki ha'Beis HaMikdash kolu mitoira utfila. Because we know that the Beis HaMikdash is a center of Torah and Tefillah. As it says,
that from Tzion, from Yerushalayim, comes forth Torah. In the Beis HaMikdash itself, you have the Lishkas HaGozis, where the largest, the Supreme Court, the Jewish Supreme Court sat, the Sanhedrin. As the Pasuk says in Chumash, if you'll ever have anything that you don't know the solution to, the Kanto V'Yalisa El Hamokon. You will get up and go up to Eretz Israel, to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, to see that Sanhedrin, and they'll resolve your question for you. So we see that the center of Torah was in the Beis HaMikdash. V'Shom Mekoyim HaTfila. And the Beis HaMikdash is also the center for Tfila. Kama Shekosu Ki Beisi Beis Tfila. There's a passage that says, Hashem says, my home is a house of prayer. V'alkein ha'yokamo madregois umailois b'chol ha'azoros v'ahechol. And this is why there were many different levels and steps in the different sections of the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't all uniform. Kishon ikar ho'aliois midargo ledargo. Because it's in the Beis HaMikdash that you have the most outstanding manifestation of this concept of going up from level to level. Umishon Iker Kedushas Yerushalayim, and the main holiness of the city of Yerushalayim draws from the Beis HaMikdash. Ki Iker Kedushas Yerushalayim Humachma Sheshom Oymeda Beis HaMikdash. The main thing that makes Yerushalayim holier than any other city in Israel is the fact that the Beis HaMikdash was in Yerushalayim. Commercial Kosu, Yerushalayim Habnuya Kir Shechubayata, Habnuya referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Sheshom Olim Shvotim Shuteko Edusli Yisrael. That's the place where the Shvotim used to come up on holidays to go to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it says there. Hainu Yerushalayim Habnuya Mibote Bnei Yisrael. Yerushalayim, which is built up with Jewish homes, Kihi Ir HaKedosha Mikol Ori Yisrael. It's the holiest city, it's the city that's holiest of all cities in Eretz Yisrael. The Chol HaYorois V'Habatim Shel Yisrael Mekaplen Kiddushosom Meir Malchuseinu U'Kiddushoseinu Shehu Yerushalayim. All cities and all homes of Jews throughout the world draw their holiness from this city of Yerushalayim, which is the center of the Kiddush of the whole world. Shehu Bechinas Emunah. Yerushalayim represents the center and foundation of our faith. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Ir HaTzedek Kiryat Me'emona, the city of justice, the trustworthy city, the city of Emuna. She'ikar Binyono Al Yidei Azus Dikdusha. And we know that the main concept, the main ingredient that's needed to build up Yerushalayim is Azus Dikdusha. Kama Shekosu Shambat HaRanal Al HaPosuk V'l Yerushalayim Mibosor Etein Ayin Shom. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in this chapter on Likutei Moharan, chapter 22 in the first half of Likutei Moharan that we're dealing with. V'al Kein kol kedusho so mi abeis amigdol she kol mi toiru tfila nasa vishma she mishom ikra asis tigdusha. This is why the main kedusha of Yerushalayim comes from the Beis Hamikdash, which is the center of Torah and Tefillah, which is synonymous with Naaseh v'Nishmah, as we learned earlier. Naaseh refers to Torah, the Asiyas HaMitzvos. Nishmah is an in of Tefillah. Lishmoya el Horino el HaTefillah, we say in Slichas on Rosh Hashanah. So, and we know the Gemara says that when the Jews said Naaseh v'Nishmah, angels came down and put crowns on their head. Those crowns are synonymous with simcha. There's a passage that says, "V'simchas olam al roshan." They have joy upon their heads, not biroshan, al roshan, which means like a crown that's worn on the head. And simcha is the source of Aziz Dibusha. We mentioned the passage, Ki chedras Hashem, ki mo'uzchem. Joy with Hashem, that's your main strength. So therefore, the Beis Hamikdash, which is the center of Torah and Tefillah, which is Naaseh v'Nishmah, which is these crowns, which is Aziz Dibusha, that's the Aziz Dibusha that's needed to be, that builds Yerushalayim. V'seh b'chinas ir Oiz Lono. This is why the Pasuk in Yeshaya refers to Yerushalayim as the city of our strength. Hanemar al Yerushalayim. Ki ikar binyono al yidei Aziz Dikdusha. Because the main ability to build the city of Yerushalayim is dependent on Jews having this Aziz Dikdusha. This Aziz Dikdusha we explained earlier refers to a certain toughness that's needed to be a Jew, to be able to stand up.
The Alkane, Shom b'mokoyim ha-beis ha-mikdosh, ro'o ha-sula mutzavarzo. And this is why it's specifically at the site where the Beis HaMikdash would be built that Yaakov Avinu saw this ladder going up to heaven, this stairway to heaven. Shehu b'chinas azus, which is this azus, b'chinas koilois b'kdusha, which we said earlier is expressed in a Jew's voice, Hain yitain b'koiloi koilois, shederech shom oylem midarga ladarga meyaretz l'shamayim. That it's this item called Aziz Dikdusha that allows a person to go up from earth to heaven, in other words, to reach the highest levels.